Welcome back to the Panther Press Podcast. I'm Sarah Issa, and we're here with part two of our foreign exchange student series. Today I'm here with
Anna
Santos.
Please introduce yourself.
I'm from Brazil and I'm a junior.
So how are you liking your exchange year here so far?
I love it. I've been here for 4 months now and I'm gonna be here for more six.
How does your day-to-day life look like in Brazil?
So I had classes during the night from 6 to 10 p.m. So I would wake up pretty late. I would not do anything during the day or just like go to work or go to the library or do something with my friends. And then I would go to classes during the night.
Is it weird having going from classes at night to now you're having classes, you have to wake up at like, 6:30, be here at like 7 for class?
5:30, because I live 5:30. Far away.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, in classes during the morning, it's so weird because you spend most of your day in school. I'm not used to that. I used to spend 4 hours in school, and I thought that was a lot. Now I have to spend almost all day.
All right.
So, besides having to wake up at 5:30, what has been something that has been unexpected that you didn't like?
All right, unexpected change. All right, I have algebra classes. I never had algebra classes. We have integrated math, so it's everything throughout the 3 years of high school. But now I have algebra math.
Altogether?
Like, yes, all together. And then
so
you just...
it's like split up.
Yeah, and we used to study like graphs and calc and everything that you study in different classes in just one class. And I left Brazil when I was in the first year of high school, so now I have to study things like... that's so weird.
So do you think it's been easier for you to get the material and stuff, or do you think it's harder now? Because it's split up.
It's easier because I know some of the things already because I already studied. But then some of the other classes like calc, we used to have that in Brazil and I had no idea it was such an important thing here. But then I already know the content. But then we studied graphs and I have no idea what that is. Like, I have no idea.
Okay, so besides that, what is your favorite change or a really good change?
Walgreens. I mean, in general, not just Walgreens, but that you guys have so much resources, like, everywhere. You can go to Walgreens and buy whatever you want. Go to Strax and buy whatever you want. You don't have that in Brazil. You have, like, small supermarkets where you can buy just food, and then you have to go to a clothing store to buy clothes, and to a pharmacy to buy medicine. So it's different, because you can buy everything you want in just one place.
So besides that, is there anything else that's very unique about here that you don't have in Brazil?
Well, I'm thinking of so many things right now, I cannot just pinpoint one. The roads. You guys can, like, I don't know how to explain this. Give me the name. You go, like, one like this, and then another road like this.
Oh, like it's crossing.
Yeah, like, how do you say that?
Roads that are crossing.
Like, crossroads?
Oh.
I don't know.
I should have guessed that one. But, yeah, like that, we don't have that. We don't have that. Roads just go straightforward.
Wow. Are the steering wheels like on the other side too?
No, it's the same side.
It's the same?
It's different in Europe, right? I'm like,
I think so. I should ask Cecilia.
What's Cecilia? And Clara.
What was a major difference that you weren't expecting when you came?
Class in the morning. That's...
But did you not know that when you signed up?
Oh, I signed up for classes. It said class, and because I left Brazil when I was a freshman, and I came here as a junior, I wasn't expecting to have that many classes.
So in Brazil, is it the same, like, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, or, like, how does the grading system work?
You have 3 years of high school. So if you're a freshman, you start classes in January, and you end in October. That's our...
We don't
start in the middle of the year. We start in the beginning of the year, and then we have, like, each year of the calendar corresponds to a year in school. So you'd only spend 3 years in school. That's why I got so confused. But the grading system is actually pretty close to this.
Pretty accurate.
Yeah.
I feel like that makes more sense to start in January and end. That's weird. So you don't have summer break or anything?
We have summer break because we have summer break during the end of the year.
The seasons are mixed up.
Yes, yeah, so we have 3 months without school.
So it's just your winter lineup, or when is...
Our winter is your guys' summer. So we have, like, just a few weeks off, but that doesn't count as, like, break or anything, because then we have 3 or almost 4 months without going to school.
That's so interesting. So how many languages... Do you speak any languages besides English?
I speak Portuguese, because we speak Portuguese in Brazil. I speak Spanish, because I lived in a few Spanish-speaking countries, and then I speak English.
So have you noticed any language barriers coming here and having to speak so much more English than any other, like, language?
Yes, because I never spoke academic English, like having to solve equations and all that. In English, it's different than solving it in Portuguese, and learning about countries in English is different in Portuguese. So that was a big difference, having to learn English at a school instead of just learning by myself. But then there are some words that I just can't pronounce, like world. That is so wrong. So I don't attempt to pronounce them, and I feel like that's a language barrier, to just not speak words because you can't say them correctly. Yeah. And I feel like my vocabulary could be much bigger if I were more confident, more confident in what I say. But then world, how do I really say that? And then throughout, that doesn't make sense. It's just a few words that just don't make sense. That was the biggest language barrier. But when I first got here, I was very, very scared with that.
How was your first day of school here?
I don't remember the first day of school. I was so scared. I blocked everything from my memory. But the first time I got here like 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. And it was a Saturday. So we spent Sunday in Chicago, and I did not sleep. And I came here 3 weeks late. So school had already started, and I was so late and everything. But because of that, we spent a day in Chicago, and I had to spend, before I came here actually, 8 hours in Panama. So I came from Brazil to Panama, then to Panama, from Panama to Chicago, and then more hours in Chicago. I went without sleeping for like 48 hours. My first day here, I don't remember. I have no idea.
So you don't remember the first day of school at all?
When I first got here, they asked what classes I wanted. I had no idea what they were talking about. So now it's a bunch of random classes. So that was fun.
Okay. So lastly, to end us off, what is a bucket list item you have here for America?
I want to go to New York. Yes, I really want to go to New York.
Is there anything specific that you want to see?
No, just New York. And I want to see snow. I saw snow a few days ago.
Can you elaborate on that? What happened when you saw snow for the first time?
No, I don't want to talk about it. I was crying in class because we don't have snow in Brazil. We have hot season and rain season. I've never seen snow. That was exciting. But I'm embarrassed of that. But now I want to see snow, like big snow. Like stepping in. That's going to be lovely.
Well, Anna, hopefully we're hit with a blizzard soon for you. But
thank you. Thank you. That's very sweet.
Thank you so much for letting me interview you today.
Obrigada também.